And now this is a dictation for Monica Zelis, Z-E-L-I-S, March 4, 80. Address is letter to Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Anderson, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Anderson, a follow-up for Mrs. Zelis. Has polycystic kidney disease, renal failure, hypertension. Last visit in November, we did a teleconference. Follows with the pain clinic. Presently, Lydica is working well. No significant sedation next morning. Has received also long-acting steroids, intramuscular shots. Presently, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no blood in the urine, no stones. She doesn't believe there has been increase of size of the abdominal girth, no headaches, no chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, no gross edema or claudication symptoms. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Norvasc, Coric for blood pressure control, otherwise diabetes on Actos that can cause edema. Next paragraph, alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech, blood pressure 136 over 50. Next paragraph, chemistries in February, creatinine 2.5, stable over time. Present GFR 22, that's stage 4. A normal calcium albumin, minor increase of phosphorus 5.6. Anemia 12.8, potassium at 5, normal sodium acid base, ferritin 152, saturation 17%, increase of white blood cells, a minor increase of platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, polycystic kidney disease. Next number, CKD stage 4, next number, hyperkalemia. Next number, hypertension well control. Next number, elevated phosphorus, discussed diet, presently no binders. Next number, anemia is very minor, does not require treatment and asymptomatic. Next paragraph, we discuss above issues, the importance of diet. We will monitor chemistries in a monthly basis. We discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure. We start dialysis based on symptoms. Most people GFR is less than 15, usually around 10. Come back on the next 3 months. I refer patients for renal transplant for a GFR of 20 or below. Same situation for AV fistula, education. I will keep you posted, end of dictation.